Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Larry the Cable Guy. He's coming up right after this.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
The next time you're traveling, don't forget about the historical and beautiful state of Illinois. Catch a Cubs game at Wrigley Field in Chicago, hit a riverboat casino in Peoria, and make sure you visit the charming community of Effingham, Illinois, where Interstate 70 meets the Little Wabash River.
And whenever you're in Effingham, visit the Effing House Family Restaurant.
Founded in 1854 by the corpulent railroad magnate Colonel Harry S. Effing, the Effing House Family Restaurant is one of America's oldest and finest dining establishments.
Start your day with a delicious effing country breakfast featuring an effing omelet with toast, grits, and a big effing beverage of your choice.
Or try our BED, the Big Effing Deal. Once again this week, it's effing ham and eggs.
For lunch, try the huge effing burger. Pan-fried in a rich butter sauce mixed with big effing egg yolks, we call it the effing heart attack.
It's an effing experience you'll never forget. And what about dinner?
Juicy effing steaks with fresh effing veggies and a creme brulee that's effing out of this effing world. Or go effing nuts with a hot fudge sundae.
How would you rate the Effing House Family Restaurant?
It was the best effing experience of my life.
Rate this place? Well, yeah, I wouldn't give it a B. I wouldn't even give it a C, because it's effing A.
In Effingham, Illinois, it's the Effing House Family Restaurant. You'll have an effing good time.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's good to be here, and right. Just in time to check in with Larry the Cable Guy. That's there right. He is. I can see him. I don't know if he can hear me. Can you hear me there, sir?
I hear you perfectly.
Oh, there we go.
Hi, Larry.
It's a little early, but I hear you perfectly.
Now, do you have that guitar in the background so people think you play guitar? Is that right, Larry?
Absolutely. Got to decorate your studio up. You know what I mean? Got to decorate it. But it's good to be with you. I'll tell you what, they told me they start your call, first call at 7:20. I don't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning, so... Dadgum, you know, you can't get me on a cheerleader at 7 o'clock in the morning, but I'll go ahead and go down there and hang out down there.
Well, it's good to see you. Larry the Cable Guy, distinguished comedian.
First of all, let me ask you this. Have you ever walked in a room at your house or just walked in a room and you walk in there and you're like, now, why the hell did I just come in here?
Oh, yeah.
You know what sucks about that for me? Right now, where I'm at right now, This is the room. I can't remember what I'm supposed to be doing anymore.
I will try and help you, Larry, because I told my therapist that, and you know what you can do, and it worked for me.
Where is it?
You go back out the doorway that you went in, you go back out and then come back in, and you will remember what you meant to do. Honestly, it resets your brain.
Does this work with the refrigerator?
Yeah, no.
Because I open the refrigerator and I go, I know I came here for something. Then I close it and then I open it again. No, it's not in there.
However, if you misplace your car keys, they are in the refrigerator.
Ah, yeah, okay, good to know.
Tom, you mean when you open it again, there's not a turkey in there with all the fixings?
Yeah.
Remember when you were a little kid and you'd open up the place where all your toys were, and there was this one toy that you never did find, and didn't know what it was, but you always thought at some point it would be in there. It's kind of kind of analogous to the way life goes.
I didn't have one when you're little. That happened the other day. Me and my daughter played spinning tops and Gnipkinup.
How old were you, Larry, when you knew Gnipkinup was ping pong backwards?
2 days ago.
Well,
I had no idea.
I just found out about 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, same here.
I thought Gnip was one of the correspondents on NPR.
Oh.
Hello.
Well, he was good too.
He was good. Yeah.
And he took a silver in the Olympics.
Yeah, in the women's division.
That's right.
It was very weird.
That's right.
Larry the Cable Guy is our guest, and
Those Chinese girls that win those medals, you know, they always, in the Olympics, always look so young, you know. As a matter of fact, that's who won all the medals, so young.
Our guest is Larry the Cable Guy.
You know those girls are young because they get their gold medals. They try to get the wrapper off.
I'm trying to plug Larry's show. Should I or not? Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's Larry the Cable Guy. It'll be on Amazon Prime. Larry the Cable Guy, it's a gift. Now, isn't Amazon also doing like Thursday Night Football or something?
Yes,
yeah,
for
third season, fourth season.
Yeah,
it's getting so confusing forever. Watching everything. Now, I know you're a big college football guy. How many of the games you get to go to, Larry?
I go to every Nebraska home game. Every now and then I'll go to a away game but normally I'll try to work somewhere if it's an away game, but I work all the home games. But I got to tell you, crazy this year, my last show of the year is, I had a big tour, so my last show I took the Pinewood Bowl in Lincoln, Nebraska, because it's the day before the Michigan game. And so that was going to be a lot of fun. But my kid, by the way, has joined the Army Cavalry, and I haven't seen him since July 2nd. And his graduation from boot camp is, of course, the 19th of September, the same day that I got to do my show in Lincoln. So I'm going to fly down, fly back down. So I'm actually going to, that's my first home game that I've missed since 2005, will be the Nebraska-Michigan game.
Oh.
So can't do that. But no, this is more
important. But yeah, that's great, by the way, about your son. But are you a good luck charm for the team? Could this affect their ability to beat Michigan?
I hope so, but, you know, Nebraska, we've had a pretty bad run starting in around 2005 when I bought my season ticket.
That's my problem, Durham. So if they have a great game against Michigan, you can't go again.
I know it started way before that. Let me just say it started in about 2003, 2002. So I'm not going to blame it on me. But, yeah, I go to all the home games. I love it. You know, the first thing I ever did when I made money, the first thing I ever did, a lot of people buy a big screen TV, or they'll go buy a cool car, or they'll go buy a house, put a down payment on. I went and bought the best sweet box at the stadium. That was the first purchase I ever made.
Nice. It's always a funny question. The first thing I did was I got a dog before I even got a decent car. I got a beautiful dog.
You got a what?
A dog. I got when I finally had some cash, I got a nice dog, and it was well worth it. Elvis, what a great dog. What a great beast.
That was a good dog.
And the best dog I ever had, you know, I bought my wife, I bought her a guard dog, a German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. Great guard dog. Cost money, pretty good money. Passed away from stomach torsion. So right after that passed away, I got her a Navy SEAL trained Belgian Malinois.
Wow. Oh,
nice.
For protection. A beautiful dog. Same thing later, about 8 years 70s got sick, got stomach torsion, because I guess that's a common thing with him. But I went up to the kill shelter where the dogs, they were on their last legs. They only had about 3 days to go, and they were out of there. And I got this dog that's a mix of about everything. It's a mix of a golden retriever and some kind of about four different miniature dogs. It's got a black lab body with golden retriever mix with little teeny leg.
And it sounds great.
Nice. Dude, it's the nicest, best guard dog and lovable dog I've ever had in my life. So I was telling everybody, save your money. You want to get a good dog, go rescue one they're about to get rid of, and that'll be the best, most loving dog you ever had ever.
Yeah, and it with short legs, it sounds like we can call it a Nebraska Corgi.
You can call it a Nebraska Corgi, absolutely.
Now, did your wife train those dogs to keep you away from her?
You know, my wife and I just celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary.
Wow. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. And that of course is you never know what to get her, because 50 is silver, 50 is gold, 25 is silver, 20 is China. So I ended up taking her to Panda Express.
Great move.
On the way to Walmart.
Our guest, in case you can't tell, is the comedian Larry the Cable Guy, and he's got a new thing coming out. It's called it's on Amazon Prime, by the way. It comes out September 12th. It's called Larry the Cable Guy. It's a gift, and we'll find out what's going on with that. It sounds great. Now you've got you're kind of famous for, among other things, the Cars, and you know, the Lightning Racers on Disney Junior. What's the latest with that?
Whee! Boy, I'm happier than a tornado in the trailer park. You know, that is the coolest thing ever, and I'm so excited that I would have never thought in a million years when we first did that it was going to turn out to what it did. But yeah, last year or 2 years ago, we did another one. I forget what it was called, but it was on Disney Plus, and it was nine 10-minute episodes of Mater and McQueen going to Mater's sister's wedding. Man, what the heck was the name? I can't even remember the name, but it's on Disney Junior, if you want to see it. And then we're doing 60 episodes on Disney Junior. Mater has a couple of little friends. It's called Cars on the Road, and I'm taping them now, and I'll be honest, they're hilarious. They should be like three different movies, because they're hilarious. So I'm looking forward to those. I think those come out in 2027. And you know what's crazy about it? All the things I've done, the blue collar and all the Prilosec commercial and what's the other one? The Nutrisystem commercial. By the way, I'm the only entertainer in the country that went from Nutrisystem commercials to Prilosec commercials. I went straight from diet to heartburn. That's what I did. It's really amazing that what a whole new audience that Cars brought in for me. I went and I did the entertainment for the opening of the athletic department. I got invited, and I said, these college kids, they don't remember blue collar. It's really not my, 21 and under is not really Larry the Cable Guy fan base. And you'll do good. So I went up and did a couple of jokes. And just kind of, they're like, whatever, they're all these kids sitting in the bleachers there. And finally, I just said, after about 3 minutes, like, okay, this is going to go nowhere unless I do something quick. I said, anybody remember Mater from Cars? Every hand went up. Uh-huh. And the minute I went, woohoo, I mean, they busted out. So I did about 20 minutes just talking about Mater, and it killed me. It's crazy. The fan base for Mater, I mean, anybody that grew up was a little kid in 2006, they all know who Mater is. And when it was done, Man, I signed a ton of autographs, and I had these big old 6'8", 6'9" basketball and football players coming up to going, I can't believe you were Mader. I had Mader bed sheets, man. I had Mader bed sheets. And yeah, so that's been really cool. I love doing them too. They're funny, and I'm allowed to, you know, you can go off script and ad lib. They're really good to me over there. So yeah.
Do you have to go to Hollywood to do them, or can you do them in your home studio?
No, I literally have a studio in my bed, and I lay there and I just voice on the microphone. No, I do a lot of touch up work, like where I'm at right now, just in the studio here in my house. But when I do the full movies like that, I gotta go up to Omaha. I got a nice studio in Omaha, and I've been going up there since about 2008 and doing projects for Pixar. So.
Well, I've got a kind of a similar story for you. We've had a lot of major movie stars and especially rock stars come through our studio. But the one time that everybody else in the building went crazy and they were all crowding behind the glass was when we had the actor that played Spanky in the Our Gang. Do you remember this, Christy? Mm-hmm. Guy that played Spanky in the old Our Gang Little Rascals episodes came in here. Everybody went nuts. You know, they couldn't believe it. It wasn't, Phil Collins is here. So what? Spanky's here. I'm going to go check him out. So,
yeah, you know, it's crazy who people fawn over. And I would have never thought Spanky.
Not kidding. Absolutely. And, you know, we've had some pretty serious people in here. Ozzy Osbourne, you name it. But now, before we let you go, I got to plug your gig one more time. It's Larry the Cable Guy. On Amazon Prime, and the special is called Larry the Cable Guy. I'm glad they got your name on it. Larry the Cable Guy, it's a gift. Now, real quick, in just a couple of minutes, tell us about the where'd you shoot it, how did it go, and what are you talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't going to do another one. They drug me back in. I had enough. I've been touring on the road, so I had enough stuff to do another one. And by the way, when you're talking about rock and roll bands coming in, we're all getting older, and it really stinks growing old with your favorite rock band. But I don't know if you know this or not, but AC/DC has just changed their name to AARP. I went to the concert, and I got a pair of Thunderstruck compression socks. Really cool. I taped this in Clearwater, Florida, and it was a fun little venue in Clearwater. And what I did was, I only do about 24 dates a year, so I had to do a ton of dates to get ready for it. So I actually toured through small towns in Nebraska raising money for their theater departments, for their high schools. And I took, we did, I think, 10 shows. So I toured for 10 days just going to small towns in February and March in Nebraska, and it was so much fun. I got to work out a bunch of material. Then I went down into Florida and I did four shows, and then we went over to Clearwater and taped my special. And where did I tape that at? Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting where I taped it, but it was fun. You know how it is, man, getting older, I can't remember stuff, but I taped it in Clearwater. It went great. Really, really happy with the special. It's the same kind of stuff people come to like from what I do, you know? I just like to make people laugh, and I'm a one-liner comedian. That's why it's called It's a Gift. I'll do a really dumb one-liner, and I'll just look at the crowd and go, hey man, it's a gift.
All right.
So that's how the name came about. I think people will really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite ones, and so appreciate you as always. Y'all have always been good to me, so thank you for letting me plug my wares, and I hope.
Hey, by the way, Larry, there's a guy named Reno Collier claims he knows you. We know it's a fraud. We know that you would never be associated. Just want to make that very clear.
I have had the most belly laughs in my life. with Reno Collier. I love him like a brother, but we cannot work a lot together because I think I'm going to die because we get to laughing at the dumbest stuff to where I'm literally, Reno, shut up, I can't talk. And we also have that bond, as you know, from last week when we almost died in a plane crash. So we have that bond as well.
Okay. Well, tell him to try to remember the funny stuff that makes you laugh next time he calls us.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Nice. That'd be nice.
Larry the Cable Guy, it's always a pleasure, sir. Congratulations on all your success.
I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Internet!
Oh, there we go. Had to cap it with that. Thank you, sir.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Action. Next Roll is a groundbreaking podcast created and executive produced by Vernon Davis.
This is where we talk about reinvention.
The series explores the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, comedians, and entrepreneurs.
They don't just stop here. They just keep going.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it, how they overcome fear, and the resilience it takes to keep evolving at the highest level.
That's what it's all about. Stay tuned.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.